Chapter 2, Temperance Meetings.
But my work was not yet done in Battle Creek. Immediately on our return from the lake, we were earnestly solicited to take part in a temperance mass meeting, a very praiseworthy effort in progress among the better portion of the citizens of Battle Creek. This movement embraced the Battle Creek Reform Club, 600 strong, and the Women's Christian Temperance Union, 260 strong. God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible were familiar words with these earnest workers. Much good had already been accomplished, and the activity of the workers, the system by which they labored, and the spirit of their meetings promised greater good in time to come. It was on the occasion of the visit of Barnum's great menagerie to this city on the 28th of June that the ladies of the Women's Christian Temperance Union struck a telling blow for temperance and reform by organizing an immense temperance restaurant to accommodate the crowds of people who gathered in from the country to visit the menagerie, thus preventing them from visiting the saloons and groggeries where they would be exposed to temptation. The mammoth tent, capable of holding 5,000 people, used by the Michigan Conference for camp meeting purposes, was tendered for the occasion. Beneath this immense canvas temple were erected 15 or 20 tables for the accommodation of guests. By invitation, the sanitarium set a large table in the center of the great pavilion, bountifully supplied with delicious fruits, grains, and vegetables. This table formed the chief attraction and was more largely patronized than any other. Although it was more than 30 feet long, it became so crowded that it was necessary to set another about two-thirds as long, which was also thronged. By invitation of the Committee of Arrangements, Mayor Austin, W. H. Skinner, cashier of the First National Bank, and C. C. Peavy, I spoke in the Mammoth Tent Sunday evening, July 1, upon the subject of Christian temperance. God helped me that evening, and although I spoke 90 minutes, the crowd of fully 5,000 persons listened in almost breathless silence.